pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check.
Are you jamming
check
on the one?
Check
are you
one,
jamming
two.
On the one?
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for?
Oh my God, it's early.
Folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts
now.
With David Basil.
Here.
Roger Scott.
Present.
Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Thank you, Mr. President. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. Even on Monday at this time of the day, at 609, you move it. Let's go.
This is the business we've chosen.
Yes.
Good dude, good brew, good buddy. I feel great, man. I feel great. You guys are great. I'm going to go pick a fight.
Swing an old chariot, come down, even taxi to the terminal zone.
Finish
him. All right, here we go. Let's do it. Loud and proud.
Los Angeles.
Very nice.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Whoa!
You sure are. What's up, JM?
I tell you what it is, Double R. It's some casino chips, Jack.
Los Angeles.
Wow.
Wigan, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whooping Suey, Los Angeles.
Yeah, boy.
All right, everybody. Good morning. It is 6:11 on this Monday, July 27th. We are on the road today. Don't always do that on Monday. There are a few times this year, Roger. Seems like we've had some Monday road shows. We're at Oaklawn today. We're not here to talk racing, not here to talk casinos. Good morning, young man. We're here to talk with the electric co-ops. They are here for their one of their two annual meetings. You know, we did the winter one last year in Little Rock. This year is their
is
summer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we did it in November last year.
Well, I'll have to ask Maureen because was it last year or the year before that I did a private trivia game for them at Pop's Lounge. Time flies. It could have been 2 years
question,
ago.
Yeah.
But you know what was happening because they were having some sort of a shindig shit going on here.
Yeah, they do it twice a year, Roger, and you know that's they've got all the electric distribution cooperatives. And they serve, I think, 74 of the 75 counties.
In one of them.
You're in one of them. We'll visit with Jason Allen is one of their guys. And Jason was a quarterback for the Razorbacks. We talked to him last year. He'll be with us. And we'll visit and talk with their president, Buddy Haston, and Bill Vickery will be with us and a lot of others. Plus, we've got Jim, the rookie, Morris.
Oh, wow.
And Christian, good morning to you back in the studio. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm all right.
I was going to add, you sound a little different. Yeah, jack your volume up
you're
a little
sick?
Bit more, too, if you can.
What's the matter with you?
Yes.
You got the baby sickness.
Let's hear that one more time. No singing for you this week?
No singing. I'm sick.
Wow. He's got like another, dropped an octave.
Sure did.
But do you know who Jim Morris is, Christian? Have you heard
of
the story
I've
of Jim
Morris?
I've
seen the movie, but practically I haven't seen it because it's been 20 years and I've only seen it once. So,
well, you know,
I don't remember much about it.
I've not seen it once. I realized you. Yeah, I put it on background, Roger, while I was working last night before I went to bed and watched it. A great story. It is a remarkable story of a 35-year-old school teacher who had been drafted in the first round, you know, years previous, but had hurt his shoulder and was done with baseball, goes back out, and he gets another chance. And it's a Disney movie. They did a good job with it. You mentioned, Roger, during our Facebook Live, is Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
And he plays that role well. He plays that role. He says something about him that's... Mm-hmm. It's relatable and all that. So some of it was, embellished a little bit. But
they got to pique our interest.
Yeah, right. But the premise, the premise, the whole
story is still
true. That's right. That's right. Story is still true. So,
exactly.
I hope everybody had a great weekend. Today is a few things. It's National Scotch Week, Scotch Day, rather.
Yeah.
If you like scotch, it's National Creme Brulee. Are you a creme brulee guy?
Creme brulee, yeah.
Yeah, Christian. Are you?
Yeah, I'll eat
creme. Excuse me, creme. Sorry. Obviously, you like it, creme brulee. I don't know. Down in Southwest Little Rock, they call it cream.
Oh, listen,
creme
you've
brulee.
Eaten cash before. They've got some creme brulee. You've had that in some French press coffee.
It's National Aunt and Uncle Day.
All right, then.
Yeah, I've got some good aunts and uncles.
Sure.
Remember,
you
I told you, I don't have any brothers and sisters, so
that's right.
The aunts and uncles and my cousins. They always tight. Today's National Shark Week, beginning of Shark Week. Do you know that?
First of all, let me just back up a little bit. I'd like to go on record right now and saying that all the nieces and nephews that belong to me and my five brothers and sisters, I'm probably the favorite uncle.
Yeah, I was about to say, how many aunts and uncles?
And they can't dispute it. So
to give you the full chance of focus on this, how many aunts and uncles do you still that are alive versus deceased?
I have no aunts or uncles. My last aunt passed away more than a few years ago.
Okay, so you're out of aunts and uncles.
Right.
Wow.
Aunt
is that
Pat.
Right?
Aunt Pat, yes.
You have no aunts and uncles.
Now, my my dad's brother and sister, there were just two of them. His sister was Mary Lou. Well, hello, Mary Lou.
Yeah.
And her husband was Billy Sackett. Now, Billy Sackett was a jockey here. You know, I've got photos of him where he was a jockey. His son was a pretty big deal that just retired from Oaklawn here last year. It was one of those things where he was an official of some kind. I can't tell you the deal. But then my Uncle Dole, who I was named after, Uncle Dole,
right?
His wife, Pat, is the last one to pass away. So.
Yeah, well, good. That was a good rundown of your tree, family tree.
That's on my dad's side, though.
Now you're working through it now.
I just gave you the one half. Gave you the one half. Now on the other side, my mom's youngest brother, Fritz Greiner, who is an engineer, retired as an engineer. He was also in a German band who has played all across the world and is a fantastic artist. And I have some of his work in my home. And his sister, my mother's young sister, is still alive.
That is the family tree brought to you by Roger Scott. He made sure that he was not going to miss.
Absolutely.
Even though it's now, Christian, he was absolutely not going to miss anybody there.
Now I can go down to cousins that are in Germany and cousins in America.
Just,
but
the main thing, we just make sure that you recognize the ones that were living correctly.
I recognize all of them. Irmgard and Fritz are still alive.
Somebody said, did your aunt die by her own hand?
You know, first of all, you know, it's stuff like that that makes me want to just say, bless your heart.
661-1037 if you want to.
How about
be,
you?
Yeah, I've got two uncles, two aunts on my mother's side, and on my dad's side, his brother and his wife. And I know I've got.
Oh, welcome to my world.
My dad's got a sister.
So
I got an aunt on my dad's side, and I got a couple on my mom's
side.
Very good.
Yes. Very good. All right.
That's us working through our family tree. Tree on Morning Mayhem.
Yeah.
661-1037 over the weekend, Roger. I guess the big news, Christian, they get LeBron decides he's going to Philly. I guess it happened on Friday.
How about that? Yeah. Hats off to that dude, but we talked about it. There's some college players making more money than him.
Yeah, about that? I couldn't believe how cheap he was at $4 million a year.
Yeah. I mean,
what's that? He doesn't need it. Yeah, he wants to win a championship.
That could be all charity money, and he could satisfy that tax bracket break.
Is this his fifth team that he's been on that he's trying to win a title with?
Well,
or fourth?
Technically his fourth, but he's been
Cleveland
on the Cavs twice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, that was sort of the news of the weekend. I don't think many people thought Philly would be in the mix there. So that was one of the things over the weekend here in Little Rock. Steph Curry. And Moses Moody had a great weekend, Roger. I saw some of the video of the camps he was having and the things he was saying. So that was, we were there on Friday, so that was a nice little weekend for Moses Moody. And a lot of kids got the chance to meet. You know, obviously, your grandson got a chance to shake hands
with
Steph Curry. Very good. It's a cool video, Christian. He's coming out of one of the homes that he used the bathroom in, and he was walking out, and James was right in the right place to stick his hand out. He didn't get a picture. He didn't get the autograph, but even better, it was a Clinton JFK moment.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it was.
Clinton JFK Grease Ferry moment. I hope that Steph washed his hands before he shook hands with my grandson. I'm going to assume he did.
I assume he did, too.
I know James did when we'd gone up there to do that. But, yeah, he comes down, and the other part of it is that he acknowledged James with a great smile
on his
face.
Yeah, he did. That was the best part. He looked at him and smiled. Because he was the only kid there in the line.
Right.
So good job by Meredith putting him right there. By the way, I think the Clinton deal, wasn't the Clinton handshake in the fair. I thought it was White House. He was
no.
a kid.
No. No. Well, I won't make you bet on it.
Yeah, remember he was there.
His last appearance was here. Alive, his last public appearance.
But Clinton was in the Rose Garden when he was Boy State.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'm gonna say it's a Grease Ferry. We'll put $1 million.
Yeah, it was. Remember, because Clinton is a young Clinton. He's shaking hands.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah,
he was.
Whoa.
No.
Why'd you hear that, Joe? I know it is.
No, I know it's a young Clinton because.
Well, let me say that you got to work the timelines there. You got to see the timelines.
Well, I didn't say it was 45-year-old Bill Clinton shaking JFK's hand.
Because it was 63. It would have been, if it was Greer Ferry, that would have been 63 Clinton.
Of course
it
would have been. So I'm saying it was the Greer's Ferry Heber Springs handshake. That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, if you've seen it, it's a really cool handshake of a young Clinton a future president shaking the hands of a current president. Also.
And you know, here's the deal on that one. There's nobody seeking autographs, you know.
No, back then.
And it was
somebody
who was taking a photograph behind Clinton. Not a lot of people had cameras back then.
Yeah, that was a great shot. Also, did you see where Bree Ellis helped lead their softball team to another championship? And she's come back as the Utah Talons. She is the comeback player of the year. You know, she did not have a good year last year.
Right.
She comes back and actually hits a home run yesterday in their championship game. So they go back to back. We'll see if we can get
her. How about that? I mean, you're the number one player in all of college softball. When you leave and you go on, there is no time do you think that you're ever going to be comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so she could achieve a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She could achieve so many other things just by coming back.
A lot of pressure on her too. Also, you had the All Star Game, the Women's All Star Game. Yeah. Caitlin Clark,
what's going
had
on
some
there?
Fun there. Had 19,000 people sold out. So had a dunk. Did you see that?
No, I
remember that was a big deal. If a girl could dunk, well, they how tall was that girl Christian that dunked? 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, probably somewhere around there.
And then Caitlin Clark, she just, you know, people just love to see her shoot free. She's like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So it just shoots them from anywhere, and they go in. It's
Saw an interaction with her and President Obama. Yes.
Yeah.
So I saw some of that stuff. I didn't know what was going on, and I still don't know what's going on with. Is there hate and all that for her?
Yeah, then they think they're still.
Let's go ahead and cut the head off our cash cow so we can go back to riding the commercial. Oh my God!
Did you see the three Major League Baseball players that went in the Hall of Fame?
I did.
Christian, did you see those?
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know these guys very well. I've heard their names: Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, and Jeff Kent. Now, Andrew Jones, Beltran, I especially know because of his Braves time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the other. I mean, I know the Beltran. Is Beltran? Is that the way you say his name?
You can say it either other way, depending on what part of Lane County.
Yeah, that's interesting that those were the three. Jeff Kent. What's weird, Roger, now is all the guys that are in the Hall of Fame that we grew up with, mm-hmm. we've passed that generation, and you're in the next generation of All-Stars, which is interesting.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're starting to see some of that stuff, and we go, wow, I don't even know some of it. Because we have been, there's a 20-year gap in us really paying attention to a lot of the things that are going on. But some things, the more things change, the more things remain the same. I use that and say that to say, what are you doing, Tony Romo?
Yeah, but that happened Friday.
Yeah, that happened Friday.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, you got all that money, you just can't. Darn driver. You just can't take that chance. I know you think you can. You got too much to lose.
Did you see a wreck on?
Yeah, saw that.
All I could think of was that has to be from staying out late.
Highway 70.
Right there, 70. That has to be from staying out late. I can't imagine anything else. I mean, you're driving too fast and you're going around. I saw some big tall dude standing out, looked like his hair was a muss. You just got to.
I did see that too. Yeah.
Okay. So there it is. And I'm thinking that has to. Here's the thing. I was thinking about this when I saw Romo. I have Uber on my phone, I think.
Yeah. I don't know how to use it.
I'd like to know what the percent.
In Tampa. It's very simple. But, Roger, I bet you I used it four times a day.
You use it all the time.
Yeah, it's easy peasy.
Well, you know, but you've also got a guy like Tony Romo. You can hire a guy to be your driver.
Either one.
Your buddy.
Guess how much that cost him in just reputation, which everybody makes mistakes, but how much it may cost him work-wise.
Sure.
Just because he wasn't willing to, hey, I don't need to be driving.
It's got nothing to do with, oh, my God, he drinks a lot or anything.
That's
like
right.
This is a stupid thing.
It's just not a
smart. I say we're all been guilty of it many a time. But by the grace of God, did I not run into my own family and do that? So bonehead play of the week there goes to Tony Romo.
Someone says here, did you guys know that the fastest pitch was thrown this week in the history of the major leagues? I did not know that. I asked what it was. I do not know. Somebody says, what about Sophie Smoke Show Cunningham? I would pay to see Sophie equally to Christy Clark. I'm a pig. I'll admit it.
She's not an all-star.
She is in my book.
She is in our book. She's an all-star. Listen, there's been all-stars that should not be all-stars. She's an all-star. She's an all-star.
Someone says, Baz, not so fast, my friend. Last year you actually said Bree had a great year in college. No, I did not say in the AUSL. She did not. So you heard wrong. It'd really be nice to hear about Bree and other Razorbacks in the AUSL on a weekly basis rather than just when they hit a home run and win a back-to-back championship. I'm sorry, just the professional league and the in softball, it's just not as high on our list to talk about. When Razorbacks do a great job, and we've been mentioning her, she had a good year this year. We have a four-hour show, and maybe you just don't hear it all, but we just can't. You know,
NBA is on our list now because of what Clark has been doing since she joined up. Plain and simple.
And if you missed it on the 5-1 who just texted us, we had Bree on the show about 4 weeks ago when we were in Fayetteville, and she was back for the bobblehead. So we have been talking to her. We're just not going to cover it every week.
Yeah,
it's sort of like women's basketball. You know, it's one of those things when they do things that are noteworthy. They're just not as high on the list to talk about. But for Bree, it is. Bree's having a great year, comeback player of the year. So we're glad about that.
You gotta throw in the local connection.
You bet.
When we're doing that.
Did you say, somebody said, did y'all see Holly Rowe go viral? I did not see that. What happened?
Was that with the All-Star?
She was at the All-Star game. Yeah. What did Christian, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. She was dancing.
What happened? I mean, oh, she was. Was it not a good dance?
It was just funny because the choice of song.
What really, was it?
It was a rap song that. I don't
okay.
Know
you guys did it that. Not look? Did it just look funny?
Yeah, pretty much.
I will have to Google that during the break. I think it's Corey. We need to ask Steve Qualls. We're in yours in his hometown. Corey Heim passed team co-owner Danny Hamlin to win the Brickyard 400 this weekend. You know, that's his second. He's only 24. That's his second win this season.
You know what? Talking to David Burleson here last night, I did not know his connection with a lot of the dirt tracks. He was calling I-30 for the last 3 years before he moved out 67167 there just outside of Texarkana. He's been doing that for the last several years as well. I think Steve Qualls had even mentioned to me when we were coming back from our trip to the ATL. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. About the connection with all of the gearheads that are out there right now. Whatever the name of the place is that he says is just off of, that Qualls said is just off of 30.
30?
Yeah, just
oh,
off.
30? Wow. Just down, off down in Texarkana.
No. Well, now that one's at 67. It's 167 down there in Texarkana. But he says there's a place just off of 30, not too far out of Saline County. Huh. Anyway, we'll ask him if he's listening. He'll pay attention and ask you. But anyway, I think we have only touched the tip of the iceberg for all the race car fans that we have here. Now, we always have had them. We're just trying to open the door back up and get you back in there.
Got a text from Mooney Starr, who owns the Batesville track. They got a giant weekend coming up in a month, so we need to get him on. Speaking of cars and wrecks, did you see about 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan? He was in a bad wreck, suffered a concussion, and had some other things happen to him. He will not be able to coach practice. You know, they've started a lot of camps have opened up, so that must have been a pretty nasty accident for that to happen. So I saw that yesterday.
Wow.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. Someone says, somebody was saying about the Shanahan deal. Rebecca says, no answer, uncles for me. My mom was youngest of 9 children. And her last surviving sibling died last year. Yeah, listen, when you've got them, you know, when you got the sibs, when you got the aunts and uncles, appreciate them. Because, Roger, you look up one day and they're gone. They're gone.
You know, we got
lots of vapor.
Oh, my God. You know what I was thinking about on the way here, just thinking about some of the other relatives that I have. This was before I knew what you were going to bring up, is that I've got a couple of my nieces and nephews, their father and my sister, their mom, have been divorced for probably as long as their parents were together, include my sister and all that. I still consider that guy a family member, you know.
Sure.
I mean, he was a brother-in-law for my formative years, so, you know, and he was a good dude, and he's a good dad to his kids, as far as I know. I hadn't talked to him in a while, but I thought, you know what, I've got to reach out to him.
Yeah.
And I also thought I need to reach out to my cousin, who is the son of my last aunt. On my dad's side, my last aunt or uncle on my dad's side that's still alive. I need to reach out. He lives here. I need to reach out to them because of just what you said.
You do. We all do. Roger, Lieutenant, our buddy, Colonel Brian Kilgore, rather, sends us this message. 50 years ago today, July 24th, 1963, Bill Clinton shook the hands with President John F. Kennedy in the Rose Garden of the White House. Clinton was a 16-year-old attending the American Legion Boys Nation.
Richard Bell, there you go.
Yep.
Fantastic. Very good.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know, Roger, to be honest with you. I don't think Clinton was at the 63 at the Hebrew.
Probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Listen, you throw stuff out there. And here's the other part of it. We've talked about this for 30 years now, and I still missed it.
We are here at Oaklawn, beautiful Oaklawn. It's the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference. Yeah. So we'll visit with a lot of those folks today. Looks like breakfast is cranking up. We might try to steal some breakfast here.
They've got a bunch of game show prizes you're getting ready to give away.
Yeah, we've got a lot of the guests coming up, including Buddy Haston, the president and CEO of the Arkansas Electric Co-op.
Yeah, listen, we're going to get some bacon.
I've been doing good on my diet since I got back from Tampa. I've done really good. Really good. I want to behave. I need great to have Joe Cates hanging out with us this morning. Yeah. All right, don't go away. It's 6:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Yeah, boy. 10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Texas Sports Center.
On Friday afternoon, Arkansas baseball made history by signing Japanese pitcher Shogo Miyauchi. He became the first Japanese player to sign with the SEC baseball program out of high school. The 6'5", 207-pound 18-year-old has never been outside of Japan. There is a growing trend of Japanese players coming to college baseball for development as Rintaro Sasaki, Japan's all-time leader in high school home runs, played at Stanford and was drafted in the 8th round of the 2026 draft. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies avoided getting swept by the Yankees by winning 11-4. The Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 as starter Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12 of the first 13 batters he faced, including each of the first seven. 66 of his 83 pitches registered at 100 miles per hour or above. He has 185 strikeouts in 120 innings and a 1.58 ERA on the year. Both of those are MLB best. And the Marlins lost to the Padres 5-3 to push their losing streak to 12 games, the worst in franchise history. Before the streak, they were 10 games above 500 at 52-42. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
With a mostly sunny sky in Little Rock today, we're going to reach a high of 103 and the heat index around 110 or even higher. So an extreme heat warning has been issued for today, and it's also going to be in effect for tomorrow too, when the high temperature tomorrow may reach up to 104. Stay safe, stay cool. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Oh, yeah. It's a good jam right there. Who is this, the singer of this?
JW.
Love is lifting me higher. I'm blanked.
Let me give you another hint. What's one of Frank Fletcher's real good friends has a first name that rhymes with a nickname? I think he's got a nickname and they rhyme. Or maybe his first name and last name rhyme.
Yeah, his Jackie Lackey. Jackie.
Come on.
Jackie White.
Come on, that's all over
That's of a basketball
Come
thing.
On.
Jackie Wilson.
Boom!
There you go. Nailed it. Thank you.
I don't know how you do it.
Great song.
Pull that right out.
Roger and I are here at the Electric Co-op of Arkansas Director Summer Conference here at beautiful Oak Lawn. Man, it's great to be back over. We haven't been to Oak Lawn in a while, and whether we do the show for somebody else or for the casino or for horse racing, it's always nice to be over here. I saw the trophy, the trophy of the Kentucky Derby with Mystic Dan and Scott Hamby and the boys and that ownership group have that displayed over there very nicely. Did a good job with that. We'll visit with Jason Allen here shortly. He is the CCO of the Arkansas Electric Cooperatives and former Razorback. And you had a trivia question, Roger. Did you do that on Facebook Live? You threw it out there. Did you the other day? Or you could do it for this show? Or what?
No, we did. If you remember, we learned we got it from him last year.
He was the last quarterback from the Southwest Conference
to start for the Arkansas Razorbacks,
and the first
quarterback to start for the Arkansas Razorbacks in the SEC.
So he goes 91-92. Because he played 91-94, right?
He's the guy.
Yeah. Nice article. Speaking of Razorbacks, nice article today on the number of high schools in Arkansas that have new head coaches in football. 63. It's a record. 63, including Cabot, you know, Pulaski Academy, Fayetteville, you know, Anthony Lucas. I didn't realize about Cabot getting a new coach. I guess I just forgot about it. Yeah, that was Scott Reed that stepped down. Lance Clark steps over for him. Yeah.
How long was Reed there?
He was there about 10 years, probably.
Wow.
Then I think it's the first coach in 46 years. I think Malham was there 36 of that. So, 661-1037. We'll get some messages here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Lee says, I miss I-30. Love driving by there every day and seeing a big empty grave lot.
You know, let me ask you. In conversations that I had, and I won't say who divulged a little bit of information about that, I heard that, and the story changed last night. Until last night, and I don't know which is true or not, that the reason I-30 sold they shut down because of the noise pollution that was involved. The thing just kept. I can't imagine that. I thought I-30 was an iconic thing. I just thought it was always because they made a pretty good penny selling that piece of property. So I don't know what forced it to shut down.
Lee says here, I want to say Casey Kahn's, Tony Stewart, and their group was interested in buying it, but the owner sold it to an auction company. We'll say it's a very expensive hobby. I don't think that answers it either. I'm not sure.
Well,
but yeah,
it
was cool, always cool to drive by and see, even though I don't know if I would, but maybe one time.
Reynolds movie. I mean, White Lightning was filmed there. You had,
right.
What's his name?
No, I didn't know they filmed it at I-30.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Opening scene, once he gets out of jail, the first place he goes is to I-30. What's the name of the dude that he goes and sees?
Someone says here, also Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. It is Shark Week. We know that. And someone says here from the 501, I'm the last of the Mohicans. Everyone in my family is gone now. That's a sad deal. Yeah, it's a sad deal when you've lost everyone. We're talking about today's National Aunt and Uncle Day. And,
well,
Auntie? Do you go auntie?
No, you know what? That growing up, it was always, my black friends always said that there was their auntie.
Yes.
Their auntie.
That's a black or white thing.
Yeah, because and they were
white people.
Never,
call
never
auntie.
Heard a white dude say auntie. It was always my brother friends that would say auntie, and then I'd go. But you know what? It makes more sense than me saying aunt. We just Angloed it up, I guess. Hey, one of our good friends lost her mom yesterday.
Yeah, Danny Jo Crawford. Yeah, that's she was 89 years old, and that's always. He was telling me about how. And his dad is buried at Arlington.
Yeah,
and that if you're still married when you pass, you get to be. They put you in the same area or the same casket, I guess, because they're going to be cremated.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. The spouse gets to be with. It makes sense, mm-hmm. But then you don't have enough room, so mm-hmm. You just put them in the basic. Or put them on top of each other.
At the mausoleum where my dad and my mom are, that was.
Is that what you did, or they were side by side?
His casket is there, and she wanted to be cremated, so her urn is in there with him. They had to open it up. You got to go through the law. To make
sure
you can
things.
Open that thing up to let that happen. But thoughts and prayers with him. Now, he's an only child, right?
I think so. I think he is.
So he's in another long list of folks that I know that don't have both of their parents. You are blessed, my friend.
Yeah.
Still have both
yeah,
your mom
I am blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Blessed for sure. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. A couple other things I learned this weekend. Jessica told me that she wants to befriend a crow. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you can befriend crows. Crows are very,
yeah, and I was like,
this, see, I, this is all news to me. I, yeah. Apparently, you can crow. If
are you know a crow or,
like,
or
trade
magpie?
With you and stuff? Yeah,
it's a crow. Yeah, that she said that she said like if you leave something out for a crow, like a coin or something, the crow will bring you something. I don't. I've got to see it. I just I don't
this
know about this.
This has got to be something. She's been reading Edgar Allan Poe lately, hasn't she?
I was like
the Raven. She reading the Raven.
The crow went over. She goes, oh, I want it. She goes, I want to connect with a crow. And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you know, and I said, no, I don't know. I must be missing out on a lot of things. You know, what was the other thing I didn't know about a few weeks back? I was like, I've never heard of that phrase.
Oh, don't let the good door hit you with a good little.
Yeah, yes, yeah, so I'm so far behind.
Well, I don't know anything about keeping a crow. I didn't know a crow was a pet.
I didn't either. The other thing
crow,
was Roger.
Crow symbolized death.
Speaking of pets, I had a big armadillo that was killed right in front of my house, and I just left it out there. Am I a bad neighbor? Just left it out there. It's right there in the street. I figured like the city might come by and grab it.
Well, there's a part of you that goes, wow, you know, this would be great. This is in the country or on the
I wanted nature to get. I wanted nature to do it. Oh, no, eat it themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. You're roadkill. You do some of that stuff. But you listen, the Lord provides. Didn't the Lord say, didn't the Bible say he's going to provide for the sparrow?
A lot of ants and insects were eating on that thing.
They've got to survive too.
Is that the friendliest varmint? You've got the armadillo, you got the possum, you got the raccoon, and the armadillo is probably one of the nine.
Now, the armadillo is what gave you leprosy, right?
Yeah, they have leprosy.
They do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So never mind.
Yeah.
Well, you can be nice and have leprosy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can't be. You can't be. The only thing I know about leprosy was papillon.
The other thing, Roger, was I sent you guys a picture of me eating eating out of the can. You know, it's something that you know, if I'd have had some extra bowls, so the plastic bowls for the microwave, I might would have worn it. But, you know,
well,
if not, I can eat them cold out of the can.
Here's a term.
And am I weird for that?
No, here's a term. There's a term. Well, you're weird for other things. That's not the reason. you know, you can get your suit right off the rack, right?
Yes.
We know what that means.
Yes, yes.
And we also know, man, I ate that right from the can. The thing is, with you, though, you actually eat it from the can, inside the can. Now, there's a few things that I would do that way. I'd do your peas,
your corn, and black beans.
And I may throw...
Are we best friends?
And I may throw in, just to put it on the Mount Rushmore, unless somebody tells me something different, a French cut green beans.
Yeah, listen, you know what I did yesterday out of the can? Lima beans. I'm a big fan of lima beans. You ain't no lima?
No,
I can tell you looked at me. Christian, are you in or out on lima?
I'm out. My mic.
But here's the other thing.
You know what you lose that on too? Succotash. Succotash.
You sure do.
You know what succotash is, right, Christian?
I've heard of it. What exactly?
That is corn and lima beans together.
But you know the other part of that is that you've got to have one like your peas and like your corn, and even those French cut green beans. There's a lot of preserved in the juice there, so you got to shake that can. Shake it up.
Yeah.
If you can shake it up,
I drain it.
Do you really?
I drain it.
Now I'll drain the black beans. Now Samantha, the older she gets, the more I hope she's not listening right now. More nutso she gets because now she's hearing take those black beans, put them in a strainer, strain them all out, get all the juices off, and everything else like that.
Well, you know the question is, and we hit the break, Christian. You know why I strain, don't you? Well, I strain them out.
Because you're in bed.
I don't want to spill the juice in bed.
Okay. Is that where that can would be? Let me ask you something. I've got a back scratcher beside my bed. You got a can opener?
I do.
It's an electric one, isn't it?
You
got an electric can opener. Jessica!
The can opener's in the kitchen.
You know what?
It's so convenient. I'm getting emails off. I'm eating my peas out of my can.
You're killing two birds. Do you wear a diaper when you go to bed?
No.
That could be the trifecta for you.
661.
You never have to get out of bed.
Somebody says I eat beanie weenies from the can. Guys, a story out yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw. It's been out for a while. It's been debated. How many teams are over 40 million in college football from a roster? It is ridiculous. Tell you, once you hear who number one is, you'll probably guess, but I mean, these teams are spending almost $50 million. We're finding out quarterbacks are getting paid $6 million, and basketball players get, I mean, our ADs, our coaches can't figure this thing out because they want to make money too, and now this thing is out of control. They can't stop themselves from continuing to cut these giant checks. And it's going to crash. Sooner or later, it's going to crash. It's going to rain. Because the difference is between pros and college, you got a bunch of donors giving this money. And the pros, it's a business. You keep going back to these people and going, we're going to pay this guy $8 million, $10 million. And I know it's working now, but at some point, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? We're paying these, you know, a kid like 18 years old, paying him $1 million, and he's not even that good.
But you know
he's
what?
Not even that good.
Well, and there lies the answer for me on those sort of things is where I got to go. You, on that, in that article, it says most of these cats will not even make it to the
that's
NBA.
Right.
Well, guess what? Then this is how they have to get their money grabbed.
Well, it is.
And it's okay.
But it is for them. I'm not
sure.
Blaming them, but it's bad management on this part.
You know
but
what?
We can't, because, you know, there's no place that we can't.
They're eating themselves.
Yeah, that's just it. We got to pay it. We got to get them, do you?
Right.
Going to pay them $10 million.
And you don't pay state tax. You know, didn't pay state tax
in Arkansas.
Hey, Dude Watson is the guy. Dude Watson was the guy that was the moonshiner that Gator McCluskey had to meet up
Gator,
with.
White
and Gator and Dude ends up getting getting killed, which is a bad thing. But anyway, that was Dude Watson on that one. And Shawshank Redemption, Brooks has a crow. You remember Brooks?
I don't remember that.
He ran the library.
Yeah.
He had a crow, and then
he
when
had
he found
crow.
Out he was leaving, they sent he sent the crow out.
Well, I haven't even mentioned it, but I sat through the 9-hour Odyssey this weekend. It felt like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it was long.
Yeah.
A lot to it. I was exhausted by the time I left.
Oh, wow.
I will give you that. I wasn't just blown away by it.
Then I don't want to hear
what I watched it too, Chris. I liked it a lot.
I said, Jessica, Christian will remember every one of the characters' names. I can't say two of them.
No.
Ecclesiastes, it's whatever.
Isn't that that lettuce?
It is. What is the name? What is the name of the son?
Ecclesiastes.
What is it?
Telemachus.
It's just like there's the people on social media that are having fun with. They can't say the names of them. It all runs together. You're trying to figure out this and that. But I knew Christian would know every scene and every.
Sounds like recruits.
You know, we need a movie review of this.
You know what? No, I watched a movie four times. Only Samantha goes, are you trying to watch this movie again? Because I fell asleep each time I watched it. 72 Hours is the name of it. Kevin Hart.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I just came out.
Just Kevin Hart. Cat Williams is in it. I can never get past a little bit more than just the last time that I watch it, and I'm just bored
with
it.
Well, that tells you.
So,
Odyssey's packed. It's making a ton of money at the theaters, man. It's packed. So
I've got to watch Hawk first, and that is the 10-episode deal with Will Ferrell.
All right, do not go away. We're here at Oaklawn for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director's Summer Conference. Got some of their folks coming on here shortly, in addition to Bill Vickery and others. Do not go away. 648.
Y'all, Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's gonna brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American Patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com. fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, this is Michael Jackson, huh?
Yeah.
Got a little... 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're here at Oaklawn, one of our favorite places. We have the Oaklawn Studio. We came over in the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep vehicle that we're provided. So thanks to the Fletcher folks. They're rocking and rolling out there. According to Zippy Raj, he's having a good month.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Love it here at Oaklawn. We're here for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference. We'll visit with Jason Allen coming up here shortly, former Razorback. Buddy Haston, who's the president and CEO of Arkansas Electric Co-ops. Bill Vickery will join us by phone. I was going to say, we've got a young lady on who's the director of government relations. I don't want to butcher her last name, but a great golfer at ASU. I think she plays some pro golf. Then, for those who missed it earlier, we're going to have Jim Morris from the movie The Rookie.
Yeah.
Disney movie based on a true story of a 35-year-old former pitcher who was in high school coaching. And his players encourage him to try back out, and he makes the majors. It's a great story, so we'll have him on as well today.
Yeah.
What's he doing there?
Yeah, he's just a speaker for he's a motivational speaker.
The co-ops. You go in here right now. On this side of town, Baz, the cleanest bathrooms in Hot Springs.
So nice.
Are right here.
Yeah.
We were going to do the show in there. I'd gone in there first, and I was going to do the show.
Yeah, you could actually, I could set up my office in the big bathroom, the handicap bathroom.
100%. You could just spread out in there. So that's on the other side of town, out there by the Mountain Pine Junction.
Yes.
The new Family Market stores.
Oh, yeah.
That's
could be there in a few weeks,
That's probably the cleanest bathrooms on that side of town.
Yeah, they sure are.
The last 45 years. the new Family Market Store. Oh, and just guess what? It's also Big Monday at your Family Market Store. So I've got to go get some gas after the show, and then I think I'm going to go swap cars. So I'll head out to the Family Market, check that one out, and get some gas, and get 89 for the price, or 93 for the price of 89. That's the way it works on Big Monday. Save you some money on gas.
Someone says here, you'd be wrong saying college football isn't a business like the NFL. The schools have all the same things as the NFL, except they weren't paying the talent and keep the money. Yeah. I said, is it because the pros deal with a players union and collective bargaining? There's some structure to it. You're true. It is a business. I mean, it is a business. But you know what the difference is? A college model is not trying to make a gigantic profit like the NFL is. I mean, the goal of the NFL is to make a lot of money.
Yet.
But yeah. But for 100 years, Roger, college sports have been amateur.
Oh, I know.
It hadn't really been about seeing how much we can, you know, give to investors. But now it is. It's become.
It's big business.
But the problem is, until it gets some type of collective bargaining where there's some kind of structure, you know, these guys going to continue to just. You know, you see what they're doing. They're paying. It was 2 years ago, Roger, where we were paying quarterbacks like $1 million. They're already up to $6 million. You know, it's like 3 years. Yep. It's the same thing that happened with college coaching salaries. They just got out of control. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and who pays for it?
Well, ultimately, it's in the college. It's the donors. It's the it's different.
Well, and the person that goes
or the tickets.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when a bottle of water, when a case of water at Walmart. Can cost you $5 for 48 bottles, and you take that bottle to University of Arkansas, and I'm just using that as an example, and they charge $8. There's a reason that, and so we've got to pay for that sort of thing.
Well,
but it's just who it is now. The Pandora's box has been opened.
And think about this, is that if you're an investor, you can put $1 million and get stock in out of a company. You put $1 million into a college football program, it's gone. You don't get any return other than the player who, you know, is supposed to be doing a service for you through NIL. Usually they don't. And you just give them the money to support the program. Usually that's not what you do if you're a business person. And they're doing that because they want to be loyal to their team. They want their college to win. And
I remember, Baz, having conversations with you when we'd gone up prior to Coach Pittman being a coach, and maybe right before that, or maybe just right after, before NIL and Portal took place, and we'd go up there, and you would just talk to me and reminisce about some of the days that gone by, and the facilities. That was the drawing thing back then, man.
No, that's right. That's right.
The facilities are state of the art. We got state of the art facilities. It ain't about that anymore.
Well, I don't know what you just did right there. What was that?
I just said,
Christian, did you hear that?
Yeah. Somebody
told me, Val Hansen told me the other day that Hakery was talking about the Moses Moody event Saturday night.
Hey, shout out Val. I've been thinking about you. Hope you're well.
And he said it was going to be in the Wally Hall Ballroom. Not the Wally Allen Ballroom.
Okay. Good.
Great.
See, right there shows you Acre is human. There it is.
From the 501, headed to Panama City Beach, boys, listening all the way. Can't wait to get there. Good for you. Are you folks still having fun? We are here. Listen, we've got a crowd getting ready for breakfast at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director's Summer Conference. They had no idea they had to walk by a radio show. So whatever you say when you walk by could be repeated.
Yeah,
whether you like it or not. They're eyeballing us, Rod. They don't know what to do with these guys.
And your own camera, so if you're not supposed to be here, let us know and we'll wiggle out your face.
All right, do not go away. It's a 7 o'clock live here in Hot Springs at beautiful Oakland.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates